This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday, April 11th, a sunny and pleasant day on the way for Dallas today with a high of 76. Tonight, it will be 51 under clear skies. Here are today's headlines. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice faces 8 charges in connection with a multi-vehicle hit-and-run crash last month, police announced on Wednesday. The NFL player is accused of 1 count of aggravated assault, 1 count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and 6 counts of collision involving injury. His attorney could not immediately be reached for comment. Police identified the second suspected driver as 21-year-old Theodore Knox. He faces the same 8 charges. It was unclear if he has an attorney. Rice's and Knox's passengers will not face charges. The NFL, the Chiefs, and the Dallas County District Attorney's Office declined to comment. After the crash, Rice and 4 other men were seen on video leaving the scene. Police officials have said they did not stop to see if anyone needed medical attention or provide any of their information. Rice met with police for the first time 4 days after the crash. Asked why Rice did not speak with police until then, his attorney cited the amount of time it took for Rice to retain counsel and for counsel to get some sort of idea of what was going on because of the criminal overtones. In other news, Dallas is asking a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit filed by 3 strip clubs that want to be exempt from shutting down at 2 a.m. if they stop featuring sex work. In a motion brief filed Friday, city attorneys argued the lawsuit filed in January by the owners of XTC Cabaret, Silver City, and Tiger Cabaret is an obvious attempt to avoid the impact of a city ordinance requiring all strip clubs and other sexually oriented businesses to close between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. Lawyers for the city contended the ordinance applies to sexually oriented businesses regardless of what services they happen to be providing at any given time, and that the strip clubs have not sufficiently proven that the rule is a constitutional violation. The 3 strip clubs have said in court filings they believe they were illegally threatened with sanctions by police when they decided to stay open past 2 a.m. They stopped featuring erotic dances and were mainly offering food and non-alcoholic drinks to customers who chose to stick around. The businesses also alleged the city was violating their constitutional and civil rights. The Dallas City Council approved the hours restriction in January 2022 after police and city officials said it would help decrease violence and the amount of emergency calls that occur mainly at or near strip clubs. The rules apply not only to strip clubs, but also adult bookstores, adult video stores, and other adult entertainment stores. The U.S. Supreme Court last month denied a petition to review the case. Next up, a Dallas teenager faced anti-Semitic bullying at Hillcrest High School, and district officials failed to adequately respond, a federal civil rights complaint alleges. The student was taunted with names like Dirty Jew, heard other teens praise Hitler, and was told to go bathe in Auschwitz, where you belong, according to the complaint. He reported swastika drawings to the administration, including one in a bathroom stall, alongside the words, "Burn the Jews." The 17-page complaint detailed how the teenager, who is not named, kept a log of anti-Semitic incidents dating back to 2021. The filing was submitted Tuesday to the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights by the student and Stand With Us, a nonprofit that works to combat anti-Semitism and support Israel. Dallas Schools spokeswoman Robin Harris said district officials will not comment on issues related to student privacy and has not formally received the complaint. And finally, conservation organizations and indigenous groups are suing Texas Parks and Wildlife to block a controversial land swap with SpaceX 1 month after commissioners approved the deal. In a lawsuit filed this month in Travis County, three groups argued commissioners made the decision in bad faith and ignored the best interest of both the community and state parks. The coalition also argued the land swap is unlawful because the state failed to consider alternatives to giving away public land and failed to ensure that harm to public land would be minimized. As part of the deal, the state agreed to turn over 43 acres of Boca Chica State Park to SpaceX in exchange for 477 acres near the Laguna Atascosa National Wildlife Refuge, about 10 miles away. Some 40 people spoke before the vote in Austin, with most urging commissioners to reject the proposal. But the Parks Department said repeatedly the swap will strengthen conservation efforts around the refuge, which is a coastal home to wintering and migratory birds. Acquiring the land will also provide additional recreational opportunities, such as hiking, camping, and wildlife viewing. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. And don't forget to check out the Dallas Morning News Rewards Program for our virtual events. For more info on upcoming events, please visit rewards.dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.